So today, my dear brothers and sisters, oops, you don't need two microphones. You only need to hear me once, not twice. Okay, so today we hear this this Gospel of Mark about the kingdom of God. And as I was praying with the Gospel this week, I was struck with this week we had a vacation Bible school here here at St. Elizabeth, and I had the opportunity on the last day to spend a good amount of time with our children. And in spending time with our children, it's always a wonderful reminder of the simplicity and the joy that we as adults need to have more of. Because unfortunately, adulthood jades us and makes us pessimists, and no longer we lose the innocence of children. But in spending a couple of hours with the kids, we were going through on the last day. We were going through the Mass, and of all the things that they wanted to know about the Mass, there was one thing they all really wanted to do, which I guess is probably every child's thing when they hear it. They all wanted to ring the big bell. So we went and they got to ring the big bell. That was a big deal. It's the simple things. I bet you would be as happy if I let you ring the big bell too. You want to ring the big bell? But it's the simple joys of life. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, these children reminded me of today's gospel in speaking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And in speaking about the church as making present on earth the kingdom of God. And in speaking to them, in their simplicity and in their joy and in their zeal, I was trying to use it as an opportunity to remind them the importance of staying all of their lives close to the church. I was reminding them that they are an important part, they play an important role in the body of Christ. You know, that old saying, children are meant to be seen and not heard, that's not true. No, especially in the church, our children play a pivotal role. And I was reminding them of their role in always trying as parents to help their parents when it comes time for Mass on a Sunday morning, and the temptation to not want to get out of bed may rock them as children because they don't want to get up, to help their parents as much as possible. But I also ask the children to do an important duty towards the parents, which is be like the bell. Be a reminder of the necessity parents have to take their children to Mass and to church. And so children, you can help your parents by always making Sunday mornings as easy as possible. And parents, you help your children by bringing them here, because as I say, they're not able to reach the pedals yet. And so if they don't get here, it's on you, not on them. But I say that you're probably all looking at me like, Father, what the heck does any of this have to do with the Gospels? Well, it has a lot to do, because, my dear brothers and sisters, it is the church that God has given us, as we heard in the first reading, God is speaking about this tender shoot that the Lord wants to plant on a lofty mountain. And every time I hear this first reading, I think of us here at St. Elizabeth, because we really have such a blessed piece of property, because we are known around town as the Church on the Hill. Pretty much anybody who asks me you know, when I'm walking around in my clerics, where am I? And I say, I'm on the church on the hill, and pretty much everybody in Fort Collins knows it because we're the only one this high up. But I say that again because Christ has put us here as a sign to this city, as a sign of the kingdom of God. And my dear brothers and sisters, the church, something we must understand and help our children understand is the church is not a club. You know, we're not a place of coming together so that we can feel good about each other. That's okay if it's part of it, but that's not, we're not a club. We're not a group. We are a reality. And we are called to make that reality present. Now, we as a parish, we are called to be a beacon of God to Fort Collins. And in turn, you as a member of this parish, as a Christian, are meant to be a beacon of God in the places where you go. And this is why St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, says, we are always courageous, because he says, although we know that while we're at home in the body, in other words, St. Paul is saying, we know that while we live in this body and we're away from the Lord, we walk by faith because we are courageous, because we know our home is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, we know that we work every day for the kingdom of heaven. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, are we courageous every day? Are we willing to do whatever it takes to work every day to get one step closer to heaven, one step closer to holiness? And that takes courage. Even it's the same thing for us as a parish. Because the easy thing is to hide the fact that we're Christians. The easy thing is for the church on the hill to just go along with the world and just say everything's okay, everything goes. That's the easy thing. But my dear brothers and sisters, God has not called us to the easy thing. God has called us to what is hard. And so that doing what is hard takes courage. Living as Christians takes courage. Because it means that you and I are meant to be countercultural. You and I are meant to stand up for what is true, for what is good, and for what is beautiful. We are not meant to be conformed by the world. You and I are meant to transform the world. To transform the world. To make present the kingdom of God. Think of that for a second. God is giving us an awesome responsibility. What are we doing with the responsibility? Are we taking it seriously? Do we live our call to our Christian call every day? Do we live it well? Do we hide under a bushel basket? Do we let the world define us? Do we allow the world to eat away at our moral values? Or do we stand up in the face of difficulty? Do we stand up to truth? That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, today We are called to be courageous because we don't live for this world. We weren't created for this world. You and I are working every day for eternal life. That is our mission. That is our mission individually. That is our mission as a parish. We are meant to, you know, I was thinking with the kids, with the bell, actually there were like 170 kids, and if I let them, 170 kids would have each wanted to take a turn ringing the bell. And already the neighbors call me because of the bell ringing, and I told them, no, if I let 170 of you ring the bell, I'm going to have the Fort Collins police force in my parking lot. But you know, one of the biggest things I've always asked myself is, you know, this is not all neighbors, but what drives people crazy about the bell? Because I get calls about the bell, and you know, we ring it at its proper time. I don't do 3 o'clock in the morning rings, although maybe one day. No, I don't do 3 o'clock in the morning rings. But you know, I've been contemplating this because ever since we put that bell in, it's been a little bit of a bone of contention. And I realized that what it is for a lot of people, the bell makes something present that we don't always want to be reminded of. The bell makes present God. It makes present the fact that there is a reality here to Fort Collins. And sometimes we live in a world which no longer wants to be reminded about that reality. But my dear brothers and sisters, all the more do we have to ring the bell. Don't worry, neighbors. Anybody who lives, I won't ring the bell in the middle of the night, I promise you. But we have to make, what do I mean by we have to ring the bell? We have to make God present. Because the world is losing God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, my invitation to you is to be like those children, to always be courageous, to always be joyful, and to always live our life for heaven.